Well, U.S. soldiers are about to stage an invasion of Iran. It's obvious at this point that that's what's going to happen, and Trump is delusional, as usual, and he thinks that the U.S. military can do anything and everything. That's because he's been bombing from, you know, the air, or missiles from the sea, and so far we haven't had soldiers in a face-to-face fight with, you know, with Iran or Hezbollah or the military in Yemen, etc. And what we're going to find out very quickly when it comes to all these soldiers landing on Iran and maybe 82nd Airborne, you know, falling out of the sky with parachutes, what we're going to find out is that our troops are too fat to maneuver. They're too lazy. They're too incompetent. And I'm sorry to have to say this, because our military is not what it used to be. A generation ago, we had more manly soldiers, but since then, all the standards have been reduced, you know, the physical standards, and you see photos of people in the military now, and they're obese, and, you know, there are exceptions to this, obviously. You still, to be a U.S. Navy SEAL, you have to pass some very rigorous physical training, or, you know, to be an Army Ranger or Special Forces, you know, you're in exceptional physical shape. That's true. No question about that. I'm talking about, you know, run-of-the-mill Army, Navy, Air Force, people who have, you know, big fat bellies, and they're working desk jobs, and they're eating Burger King all day, and they're not in good shape. They're not in good cognitive shape. A whole lot of them are on, you know, pharmaceuticals, including antidepressants, etc. They cannot function the way the military used to function, even just a generation ago. And they're nothing compared to U.S. Marines in World War II, who were scrawny but relentless little bastards, man. They would get shit done, excuse my language, but when they took Iwo Jima, that was a man's job. And they lost a lot of men doing that. Today, our military couldn't take an island like Iwo Jima. They couldn't conquer it. They couldn't hold it. Nothing even close to that. And I support our veterans. I want to be clear. I support our veterans and their sacrifice. And I have, in many concrete ways, supported veterans over the past 20 years with donations and food, you know, food donations, cash donations, and many other things as well. Donating a van in one case for transportation, things like that. So I've supported veterans, and I will continue to do so. What I'm saying is the best way to support veterans is don't get them killed by having them stage an invasion that they're not ready for. And here's the thing. You don't see fat Iranian soldiers. Do you? Do you? Have you seen any fat Iranian soldiers? No. Have you seen fat Yemenis soldiers? Uh-uh. Fat Hezbollah? Nope. No, they're tough, they're lean, they're adaptable, they're mentally hardened. The U.S. soldiers are not, just flat out, for the most part, they're not. There are exceptions, again, you know, special forces, etc. But your average run-of-the-mill U.S. soldier, including a lot of 82nd Airborne, they are going to psychologically break the moment that a dozen drones start hitting their positions, or the moment they start taking incoming artillery fire, which they will. Or the moment they step on landmines, you know, or one of their buddies gets blown up right next to them, and they're like, oh my God. I mean, I'm not saying that that's weak. I mean, it's a normal response, actually, to psychically break when your friend is blown to bits, you know? What I'm saying is don't put them in that situation, but Trump is committed to sacrificing thousands of Marines. He's committed to it. It's like he's sending them to die. And there's nothing that you and I can do to stop it, apparently. But I'm telling you, these Marines or 82nd Airborne, they are not ready for this. They are not ready. Because for America, war has always been something over there. And it's always been something by remote control. Oh, we'll press a button, launch a missile. You know, we'll pull the trigger, drop a bomb. Or we'll fly a drone with a joystick from, you know, thousands of miles away, sitting in a 20-foot container in the desert in Nevada. And it's like a video game. Yeah, we got them. Yeah. Okay. That doesn't make you a soldier. Doesn't make you a soldier. No, it doesn't. You go out on the battlefield, you start taking fire, You start taking artillery, you start taking drone hits, you start losing buddies next to you. Oh, now you're in soldier land. Now it's a whole different ball game. It's not remote control, it's not a video game. And the enemy gets a vote, and the enemy is going to fight back. And thousands of U.S. soldiers are going to be killed or captured. And then when they're captured, they're going to be tortured. They're going to be tortured. And then they're going to be shown on video, all beat up and tortured. Yeah. And then they're not going to get Burger King when they're held captive. Yeah. They're going to die. And so all that tough talk, we're going to go in there and kick their ass, you know, all that tough talk is going to turn to whimpering cries of God, please save me. What did I get myself into? That's what's coming. And I don't want to see it happen. And I'm not mocking it. I'm saying the best way to protect our soldiers is to not send them to die. Don't send them to die. They're not ready for it. They're not mentally or physically prepared for it. And I can guarantee you they don't have the nutritional density in their diets that they need. You know, look, let me be honest. If Trump really wanted to make our military strong, he would hire me to redesign all the meals of the U.S. military. I would serve them superfoods. I would make everything way more healthy. I would help them with nutrients that enhance healing and cognition and immune defense and, you know, muscular integrity, all kinds of things like that. I could help the U.S. military, but they're not interested in healthy food. They're interested in the contractors making as much money off the cheap garbage that they feed the soldiers, which is actually impeding their capabilities on the battlefield. They're feeding them crap, making them more susceptible to injury and defeat and psychosis and things like that. So, hey, I would redesign the military's meals for free. I'll do it for free. I'll volunteer that if somebody would take it seriously, but they won't. They have no interest in that. They would rather the soldiers die and then have an excuse to market the war to the American people. Look, 5,000 soldiers were killed. We have to avenge them. We have to send in 50,000 soldiers, you know, and then it's Vietnam again. And then it's 100,000 soldiers. And then you got 50,000 coming home in body bags and draped coffins. And we got to put 1 million soldiers, and now we have to have a draft. And if you're against the draft, you're unpatriotic. You know, that's what we're going to hear. So to start drafting young men across America and sending them off to die for Israel in some kind of satanic blood ritual. That's what's coming. So, yeah, I support our soldiers and our veterans, and I support them not being thrown away and killed by an insane, crazed administration that values no lives at all, not the lives of American soldiers or of the American people or anyone. So my stance is really the only pro-soldier stance, is keep them alive. Don't cause young boys and girls in America to lose their fathers and mothers in battle. That's my stance. That's the pro-America stance. Stop the war, stop the invasion. Trump should admit defeat, apologize to Iran, and walk away and pay them reparations, which is really what Iran is demanding, by the way. So that's my take on it. But no, instead, we're going to have thousands of soldiers die, and the American people are going to be in shock when they finally learn the truth, which will be covered up for a long time. But when they learn the truth, they're going to be shocked. I thought we were the most powerful military, most capable. I thought we had completely defeated Iran, because Trump said so like 20 times. Completely obliterated, defeated them. They're totally defeated, and we've already achieved total victory. So then what killed the thousands of Marines? Was it lightning? So yeah, this is going to get very, very sad and very bloody and totally insane. And the only people supporting it are people who are also cultists, Trump cultists. So stay informed, stay alert, stock up on supplies, get ready for Mad Max, because that's what Trump is engineering. You're going to need backup supplies. You know, you're going to need food. You're going to need iodine if this goes nuclear, etc. You can get all that at healthrangerstore.com. You're going to need backup communications, you know, satellite phones, SAT123.com. You're going to need backup power, backup medicine, backup food that you grow. You know, start growing food if you're not already, or have a plan for growing food. This is the only way that you're going to really make it through what's coming, because Trump's going to destroy America's economy. I mean, he's destroying the world economy. He's burning down the world to appease the satanic Zionists. I mean, Trump is serving Satan and destroying abundance in the world, literally. And the only way to survive this is to be well prepared and as insulated as possible from all of this destruction. But that's my take on things. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com or naturalnews.com. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Rangers store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared, and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.